God told Cain that sin lieth at the door in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7. This is the first reference in the Bible to a door. A door is an opening. It represents a place of choice and opportunity in our life. A door is an important place in the Scripture. It was at the door of the tabernacle that Aaron and his sons were washed with water. It was a ceremonial cleansing that took place. Sacrifices were slain there. The burnt offerings were offered. The brazen altar was placed nearby. All the congregation gathered there. The cleansed leper was pronounced clean there. The goats were brought there on the great day of atonement. The trespass offerings were brought there. Many other events took place at the door of the tabernacle. Eli's sons were there. And if you know that story, it's a horrible story. The door is important in the Bible. And so this evening, I want us to talk about a number of important doors in our life today. A place of opportunity, a place where choices will be made and our lives will be affected. So first of all, the door of prayer. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, the Bible says this, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Now, you have to have the right context for you to understand what he is talking about here. The Pharisees love to go to the street corners, Matthew tells us, and pray loudly and long and eloquently so that everybody would look at them and say, "Oh, what a man of God is that?" But they were doing it for show. And what God is talking about here, going into your closet, don't pray to an audience. When you pray, it is a conversation between you and God. And so there is the door of prayer that's mentioned in Matthew 6. Second of all, the door of service. In Mark chapter 11, verse 4, the Bible says, "And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him." Now, to get a little bit more commentary on that, let's go to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. And let's begin reading in verse 1. Matthew chapter 21, 1. "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughters of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them." This is the door of service. They were sent to do something for God, and they went to a doorway where two ways met, and that's where they were to find that donkey tied that Christ would ride upon when he went into Jerusalem for the triumphal entry. It is a door of service. And ladies and gentlemen, each one of us have many opportunities to serve the Lord. And we need to be very thankful for every opportunity to serve Christ. Third, the door of fellowship. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, the Bible says this, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." That is for the saved person. God stands at the door and he knocks. And if we open the door, and you've heard it, the door of your heart, if you open that, he will come into you and fellowship with you. What about lost people? Here's what the Bible says for them in Luke chapter 13, verse 25. "When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without, and thou knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he will answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are." There's no fellowship there. The Lord just says, no, I'm not going to open the door. It's too late. Okay? Next, of course, is the door of salvation. In John chapter 10, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold and climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." You know what he is saying here? He is simply saying this, that salvation is as easy as walking through a door. Christ said, "I am the door." If you just walk through the door of salvation, you will be saved. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that salvation is 100% by grace through faith. Not one part of salvation has anything to do with us. It is by unmerited favor of God to us. The door of judgment. In Acts chapter 5, "Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out." Of course, it's talking about Ananias and Sapphira and how they lied to the Holy Spirit. And they were both killed by God. And says a little bit later in Acts chapter 5 that when word got out that those people had lied and what God had done, it says that not too many people joined themselves to that church. I bet that's right. But it was a judgment. them that have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. James chapter 5 and verse 9, the Bible says, grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And that is true every day of our lives. The next is the door of ministry. In Acts chapter 14, and when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me. And then he says this, and there are many adversaries. Anytime there is a great door opened to a church, there's always a lot of adversaries. There's always a lot of things that happen that's from Satan. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord. And then Colossians chapter 4 and verse 3, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. A great door of ministry that has been opened. And then the door of heaven. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. The first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. I'd come up hither. It's talking about the rapture there in chapter 4. That is the divider of that book. When he says, come up hither, that's the rapture that takes place. A door in Scripture is very important. It's a place of decision. It is a door that we have the choice tonight for us of prayer, of service, of fellowship, of salvation, of judgment, of ministry, and of heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to be thankful for the doors that God has put before each one of us. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Every time we open it, it just means more to us than the last time that we read it. We read it every day, and it just speaks to us. And every day we grow just a little bit more in grace. And Holy Spirit, thank you for directing us, for telling us to go here and don't go over there and do this and don't do this. We are so blessed. We have so much for which to be thankful. Father, the dear people that you have brought here this evening, we are thankful. And we are grateful for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name.